The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. City.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a defeat of epic proportions. Incumbent Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney blown out by Trump-endorsed challenger Harriet Hageman in the Wyoming GOP primary. Hageman telling supporters at a victory celebration that Wyoming has spoken.
Obviously, we're all very grateful to President Trump, who recognizes that Wyoming has only one congressional representative, and we have to make it count.
Former President Trump has labeled Cheney a fool, adding that she should be ashamed of herself. And while her political future is uncertain at best, Salem Radio talk host Dr. Sebastian Gorka speculates that we may not have heard the last of Liz Cheney.
I think it's a foregone conclusion. Her political career will end within the next 24 hours. Then if she comes to become a pundit on CNN or MSNBC, that's another thing. But her life in Congress will be finished very, very soon.
In Alaska, Republican Sarah Palin among candidates advancing to the general election in the race for the state's sole House seat. New survey has Florida's GOP governor out in front in his reelection bid, while Senator Marco Rubio is in a tighter race for reelection.
A poll of likely voters conducted by the University of North Florida shows gubernatorial candidate Nikki Fried ahead of Charlie Crist in the Democratic race, but still 7 points behind the incumbent Ron DeSantis. In the Florida Senate race, Democrat Val Demings is the likely opponent to face off against incumbent Republican Marco Rubio, with Demings leading Rubio by 48-44%. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden has signed a bill that Republicans insist will only squeeze hard-pressed Americans even more, with higher taxes and more spending. It's the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 200 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radio surgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th, most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Alternate side parking rules are in effect at New Jersey Transit Port Jervis line, completely suspended with an ongoing police investigation. Academy Street is blocked between Broad and Washington and Newark. It's all due to a broken water main. 46 West at New Road into Parsippany. It's an accident. 78 West local lanes, exit 49, a collision heading out toward Union. Over on the Belt West at Cropsey Ave, construction eastbound Belt by Bay 8th, more construction there. Traffic sponsored by Blindster. Do you need new blinds or shades? Blindster.com offers custom-made blind shades and shutters shipped directly to you at prices less than big box retailers. Blindster blinds are easy to install and guaranteed to fit. Don't overpay for new blinds. Shop Blindster today and save big. Blindster.com. Partly cloudy today. Chance of a stray shower. High today of about 77 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. High of 86. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
To talk about rock stars at 9:05. Wow, I can't believe this is the last hour. I must say that this time has gone by rather quickly. I am very lucky to be sitting in here for Joe Piscopo. This is Arthur Idala. For those of you who don't know, I have my own show on at 6 p.m. on the on AM 970, The Answer. So today, saying it's 6:05. I'm used to saying it's 6:05 p.m. Today, I got to say it was 6:05 a.m. We have a lot of fun on the Power Hour, and I have a lot of different guests from the world of politics, of law, of automobiles, of fashion, of cooking. But I the biggest constructive criticism I get is, people want to hear more law, more law. Well, if you want to hear more law right now, more law right now, you're in the right place. Because here I am, Arthur, filling in for Joe, and the Honorable Alan Dershowitz is on the line. Hello, Professor Alan Dershowitz.
Hi, honorable in most parts of the world, but in Chilmark, Massachusetts, dishonorable.
Well, wait, are you limiting it to Chilmark now? Is it only Chilmark? Edgartown, yes, you're okay?
And most of Edgartown, although I was invited to a dinner party and sat next to Caroline Kennedy, and she told me as she was leaving, if I knew you had been invited, I wouldn't have come. Essentially, I'll never be in a place where you've been, and many others now have told
me. Whoa, wait, Alan, you back up. This is too good to just gloss over.
Yeah.
Start from the beginning. Where were you?
I was at the home of the Ruddocks. They live in Edgartown, to be sure. And I was invited to a dinner party, and Caroline Kennedy was another guest. She's the daughter of the president who wrote Profiles in Courage. And she didn't like the fact that I represented the former president of the United States. She thought I had too much courage. And so she told me that if she knew I had been invited, she would have not accepted the invitation.
So you're sitting with her at this dinner party, and she just gratuitously just makes this comment?
Yeah, just gratuitously. And in another case, a woman named Fialco walked out. As soon as she saw me walk in, she walked out. The library, after 10 years of being the most popular speaker, refused to allow me to again speak. They didn't carry any of my books that I wrote since the time I defended the president of the United States. This is just kind of left-wing McCarthyism headed by people like Caroline Kennedy, who's our ambassador to Australia. She's supposed to be able to talk to the head of China and to the head of North Korea, but she can't talk to me because I defended the president of the United States on constitutional grounds, which is why I wrote my book, The Price of Principle. I think it was the encounter with Caroline Kennedy which really stimulated me to write the book. When the daughter of the president of the United States, somebody who I admired enormously, who wrote Profiles in Courage, can't be in the same room as me because of my political views. And by the way, I'm not a Trump supporter. I voted against him twice. One of the reasons I want to make sure he's not disqualified from running again on unconstitutional grounds is I want the right to vote against him a third time, like every American has the right to do. Others can vote for him, but that's the American way. So, you know, in my book, I tell all these stories, I name names, I point fingers, and I talk about generally what's going on in America. You know, the Lincoln-Douglas debates couldn't take place today. Half the country would say, Lincoln's right, we don't want to hear Douglas. The other half would say, Douglas is right, we don't want to hear Lincoln. Nobody wants to have discussion.
So just to verify, just to verify what Professor Alan Dershowitz is saying, my son Luca and I have visited Alan several times on Martha's Vineyard, and we've been in the Chilmark Library. And Alan is not exaggerating when he says he's a popular speaker there. Now, again, this was before his representation of the president. When Luca and I watched Alan lecture there, literally, I'm not making this up, literally, people were outside. Everyone was crammed in this room. People were outside with the windows open, sticking their head through the window to listen to Alan speak. And Alan spoke so well that I think Luca was about 12 at the time. He kept a 12-year-old engaged. And now, you know, Alan is no longer welcome to us.
The point is not whether I'm welcome. The point is that these hundreds of people are being deprived of the opportunity to hear a speaker they want to hear because the librarian or the board of directors doesn't like who I represented. And so the people who want to hear me have been denied that right. Temple Emanuel in New York, the largest Reformed temple. I used to be the most popular speaker. We had trials of biblical characters. I debated Chris Cuomo. I debated some other
people. I was there when you debated Chris Cuomo. It was actually the only time I ever met with him.
Right. And 1,600 people would come, and they've now canceled me. They don't like who I represented. So, you know, that's...
And let's talk about lawyers, because, you know, they're... No one is coming after you about what you did in your personal life. They're coming after you what you did in your professional life. And it's hilarious because you and I have represented some rough characters along the way. But representing the president of the United States on constitutional grounds in Congress, you know, that's what you're being held to these stupid standards to. Let's talk about what's happening to Rudy Giuliani right now.
Yeah, no, of course. He's now a target, I'm told, for simply asserting legal claims. Now, the legal claims may in the end be right or they may be wrong, but the idea that you go after somebody like the New York Bar and the D.C. Bar have done and that you target him for criminal prosecution because he's on the wrong side of a political debate, I happen not to agree with him. I think the election was fair. I think Biden was elected fairly and the votes were fair. But we can argue about that. We can fight about that. We can go to the polls and see who should win when that issue is on the ballot. But, you know, the idea of going after people is McCarthyism. It's just the old McCarthyism. I'm old enough to remember real McCarthyism. I was a student at Brooklyn College at the time. And the leader of the right wing at Brooklyn College was a great professor. His name was Eugene Scalia, who was Nino Scalia, who we both know well. Father, who was very conservative and believed that communism was a great threat to the United States and was very active in trying to rid the faculty of communists. The school was known at the time as the Little Red Schoolhouse. And I was the student government president. And I opposed those views, just like I opposed the attempt to stop Nazis from marching through Skokie, and nobody would think that I like Nazis. I didn't like communists. I don't like Nazis. And I don't necessarily like the people that I've represented, as you know, because you've represented some of them, too. It's our job. It's like a doctor in an emergency ward. You don't evaluate the patients before you treat them. We're lawyers. We have to defend the Constitution and the rights of all defendants.
Yeah, oh, listen, I was talking to my sister-in-law, who's an emergency room doctor. And, you know, we have these conversations amongst family and, you know, oh, how could you represent this one? How could you represent that one? And I just said, what credentials do you check when someone comes in with a gunshot wound and you're there to save their life? Did you research the fact that they just shot a cop? Do you research the fact that they just killed an 11-year-old girl who was standing, you know, outside a beauty parlor minding her own business? And now the cop shot him and there you are saving his life. Do people look at you as a villain for you doing that? I get very nervous when society is shutting down lawyers for defending clients.
Now, I do, too. It's the first road to tyranny because defense lawyers are the last barrier between the government and the people, the last barrier to tyranny. I love to tell this story. I had a good friend, a policeman named Frank Burns. He was the policeman at Harvard Square. He was just a great guy, and he got shot trying to save the life of a woman. And both he and he shot back and shot the guy who shot him. Both of them were rushed to the emergency ward of Mount Auburn Hospital around the corner from where I lived. And the criminal got treated first because his wound was more serious. That's the way hospitals work. You don't evaluate, oh, this is a cop, I like him better. This is a bad guy, I like him worse. You look at the nature of the wound. And that's true in our legal system, too. When you try to impeach the president of the United States for alleged offenses that are not impeachable, not included, treason, bribery, high crimes and misdemeanors, then you have to defend them. And I'm proud of having defended them. But it's hurt my family. They've taken it out of my wife. People have walked out of my wife. She didn't even want me to defend them. But people walk out of my wife. People don't invite my son and other relatives. Relatives have lost jobs over this. This is just like McCarthyism. It's no better, except it comes from the left. It comes from Democrats. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal. And, you know, they've turned against everybody in my circle because I committed the horrible sin of defending the Constitution on behalf of Donald
Trump. Let's talk about
my book.
Listen, I said on my show when you were on my show, my dad said that book should be required reading for every senior in high school to talk about principles and talking about standing up for what you believe in and doing the right thing at whatever cost it may be. Let's talk about doing the right thing. This whole Mar-a-Lago warrant. The affidavit, what should be happening here versus what is happening here?
What should be happening is the affidavit should immediately, not yesterday, the day before yesterday, be released with redactions. You don't want the names and addresses of FBI agents. You don't want the names of confidential informants. But 90% of the affidavit is not confidential. And remember, the government always says, oh, we have to keep it confidential. They said that in the Pentagon Papers case. They told the Supreme Court the nation wouldn't survive if the Pentagon Papers was released. I was one of the lawyers for the Pentagon Papers. And, of course, they were released and nothing happened. The same thing is true here. There should be a very strong presumption in favor of release. The government should have the burden of proving which words, which names should be redacted. And then the media should publish it, and we, the public, should have the right to evaluate whether there was probable cause, whether there's a basis for having a search rather than a subpoena. Transparency is the essence of good government. You know, I have a rule in my book of principles. I have one principle. If you have two people arguing with each other about something, and one of them wants to suppress the truth, the other one wants the whole truth to come out, generally you should believe the person who wants the whole truth to come out. They're more likely to be telling the truth.
Well, so how does – well, okay. So that ties into my next question. Donald Trump in his depositions took the Fifth. Rudy Giuliani, I'm not giving any attorney-client privilege, but hypothetically, let's say he's going to go in front of this grand jury and he's going to take the Fifth. Does that mean that they're not telling the truth because or they have something to hide because they're invoking their Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination?
No. Of course not. And the Supreme Court has said that over and over again. You advise people to take the Fifth, not because they're guilty, but because maybe there's something they say which could be used by the government in building a case against them. I have to tell you, Arthur, one thing I'm not sure of is why Trump took the Fifth. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but can't they just give him immunity if he took the Fifth and make him answer the questions? And since this is basically an issue of the court of public opinion, what did he gain by pleading the Fifth instead of continuing his challenge against Letitia James because she ran for attorney general on the platform of getting Trump? If I were his lawyer, I would have continued to focus on due process and not invoke the Fifth Amendment, which just gives them an opening to give him immunity and make him testify.
It's funny you're mentioning due process. What a big article all over the news today is that Andrew Cuomo, as of right now, can keep the $5.1 million in book money that he got because they said he didn't get due process in the decision that he had to give it up. And, you know, due process is a term, you know, we throw around all the time, but what citizens have to understand is it's the foundation. It's really the foundation of our entire legal system. I mean, obviously the Cuomo case is not a criminal case. It's a civil case. But whether it's a civil case or a criminal case, if you don't have due process, if you don't do things the right way, the whole system collapses.
Look, I agree with you. I think both Cuomos, Chris Cuomo and the governor, were subjected to violations of due process and to a double standard of justice. You know, I don't know what happened in the governor's suite, but the Chris Cuomo case was an exceptionally unfair case. You have the head of CNN. I'm suing CNN, so you have to know I have a little bias here. But Jeff Zucker gets fired because of an improper relationship with somebody that wasn't disclosed. Don Lemon fails to disclose his close friendship with the guy who pretended to have been mugged and fails to tell the viewers that he advised him, gave him advice, advised him not to turn over the telephone, and he's not fired, as I hope he won't be fired. I like him. But Chris Cuomo is fired as a result of that, and Governor Cuomo is fired as a result without, or basically forced to retire without there being a full accounting of what actually happened.
And obviously he was cleared by all those DA's offices. Cuomo was cleared by all of those offices.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I knew Mario Cuomo, one of the greatest men I've ever met in my life. We were friends. I admired him enormously. I wanted him to run for president. I didn't vote for Bill Clinton the first time in the primaries because I wanted Cuomo to be president. You know, I then voted for Clinton in the general election. But the Cuomos have been treated terribly unfairly, and I feel terrible for Mrs. Cuomo. She came to my debate. She came to my debate with her son and was sitting in the front row rooting for her son. She was so nice. I really, really enjoyed the motherly love that was shown.
So, Alan, when do we get you back here in New York City? A little after Labor Day?
A little after Labor Day, but you have to come up to the Vineyard. This would be the first year you haven't come up in a long time.
That is correct. But you know, I don't like the way they're treating you over there, Alan. I'm a very loyal guy.
We'll fight back. We'll fight back. I don't take it sitting. See, I have thick skin. I don't care if I get invited to a party if I sit next to Caroline Kennedy or Mrs. Fialco or anybody else. I don't care about that. What I care about is they're going after my wife. People walk out on her. They go after my children. They go after my grandchildren. It's just terrible. And they go after the people who want to hear me speak in the library, in the synagogue. I can't speak in the synagogue. I can't speak in the community center.
But, you know, Alan, they did a little article. Was it in the New Yorker where they said they called the synagogue and they said, no, he could speak here. And they called the library. They said, no, he could speak here.
They're all liars. They're all liars. I have been speaking at the library every year, and suddenly, not only didn't they invite me, but they said I couldn't speak even though I asked to speak. The synagogue I'd spoken at almost every year. Of course they're going to say that, but they're not telling the truth.
Well,
and
here on the Joe Piscopo Show with Arthur Idala sitting in talking to the great Alan Dershowitz, you heard the truth. Alan, have a great rest of the week. Keep up your great work.
You too.
I'm going away with my family this weekend, so your ears will be ringing, my friend.
Have a great vacation. Regards to your whole family.
All right, thank you. That's Professor Alan Dershowitz, and here on the Joe Piscopo Show, we will now go to traffic with Debbie Duhane.
And thank you, Arthur. Let's see what's happening right now as we take a ride to the Harlem River Drive. It's still really busy, heading right down through the 130s. Watch for delays at the Queens Midtown Tunnel getting into town. Traffic moving slowly as you head to the Grand Central Parkway eastbound, right at Kew Gardens with some construction on that ramp. Southern State Parkway eastbound at Fletcher Ave into Valley Stream. It's an unauthorized truck right into the overpass over there. Academy Street is still blocked in Newark between Broad and Washington. It's a broken water main. We're still seeing stop-and-go traffic at the George Washington Bridge inbound lower level. It's an accident reported over on that lower level, but you're actually moving okay, just moving a little bit slowly over there. Lincoln 15, Holland Tunnel, that's about 15 to 20 in from both approaches. And 78 westbound local lanes exit 49 in Union. It's an accident still being clear. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy day today, chance of a shower, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager doesn't recognize his country.
What we have seen with the Donald Trump issue was something we would have expected in some state that is called the Banana Republic, and now we are emulating them. This country under the Democrats is indistinguishable from a corrupt Central American country.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Kurt Schlichter. When the left said it wanted to transform America, what it really meant was it wanted to ruin everything. From our decaying cities to our best-in-the-world military, whatever the left gets control of, it destroys. But it isn't too late to turn this around. That's why I wrote my latest book called We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. This book is my roadmap back to American greatness.
Read Kurt Schlichter's essential new book, We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America, available wherever books are sold.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
On 9/11, 2,977 people were killed in terrorist attacks on American soil. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. U.S. Army Specialist Jason Wheeler is one of those heroes. He reenlisted in the Army after 9/11. He suffered a series of injuries that left him unable to walk. Specialist Wheeler and his family moved into a mortgage-free smart home in Texas that was custom-designed for his needs. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate, please, $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Between days, baby. I love this song. Have they been touring with The Cure?
Not in the United States. In Europe, they did, but it's been 6 years, I think. 6 years June that they toured, because that's when I saw them last.
They were still great?
Arthur, they played for... My wife and I think we left the Garden at 12:30 in the morning. They were still playing. And they started around a little after 8. It was over 3.5 hours they were still going. I mean, it was basically the catalog from A to Z. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I've seen them live. This is Arthur Idala sitting in here for Joe Piscopo. What's your call on the Springsteen tickets?
You know, all right, so here's the thing. So this is basically Ticketmaster's legal way of scalping. They want to control the price. And they don't want other people getting their hands on the tickets, you know, outside influences that are they're not going to make a profit off of. Bruce and his management signed off on it. I mean, they're all screaming that Bruce should have came out and done something, but they signed off on this.
They signed off on what?
They signed off on Ticketmaster has a thing called variable pricing, where in certain cities, if tickets are rare and they, you know, they're not a lot of seats, they can sell certain seats for you know, a greater portion of money. So a ticket that would normally cost, let's say in Tampa, you're sitting on the floor at the arena for $250, they could jack the price up to $700 because it's a rare concert. Springsteen hasn't toured in 5 years or whatever right. It is, 6 years. So they can do those things and legally get away with it because it's only a small portion of the seats. From what I've seen over the course of the last month or so that the tickets have gone on sale, or 3 weeks or whatever it is,
most of the seats are reasonably priced in arenas. I didn't even get in on it. I put my name in on a list. They told you to pick the top arena that you want to go to locally in your area, and then you had to pick your second and third. I picked Prudential first. I picked the Garden second, and I think the UBS Arena third. I didn't even get a sniff of the tickets. When I went on, they were already sold out. So, I mean, look, I give the guy a lot of credit that he wants to go on tour. Could his ticket prices be less money? Absolutely. There are a lot of artists that control how the tickets, how much the price of tickets are. Billy Joel is a perfect example. First two rows at Madison Square Garden.
That's smart.
He buys them.
Right, that's
he
smart.
He buys them and he gives them out to his fans. He sends people out before the show, and he goes to the worst seats in the house, and he hands people tickets.
And he brings
I've
them
seen
down.
It happen.
And it works for him because I was at the show. Those first two rows are going ballistic.
Ballistic because they're his fans and they want to be there, and it's wonderful.
I would do that.
Sammy Hagar, it does not when he tours. He doesn't tour for money. He said, I don't need a dime of money playing music anymore. He has so many other businesses and stuff going on that he doesn't need to tour for money. So he basically sets the ticket price where he wants it. He tells Ticketmaster, this is how much I want to spend on it. The most expensive seat is $150, and that's it.
Yeah.
So the artist, because again, remember, the higher the ticket price, right? The not only is Ticketmaster getting a cut, but the artist is getting a cut as well to pay his band.
Can't these people largely, I mean, unless they've done something really incredibly stupid with their money, can't they pretty much just live off the royalties?
Well, I think you could say that about Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, and a lot of them now are selling their music catalogs. And the reason why they're doing that is because of the fact that people don't buy CDs anymore. They don't buy, I mean, there's no more cassette tapes, but people are not, what they're buying is they're buying tracks. They buy a single from iTunes. They buy a single from somewhere else. They're not buying a whole album.
Can I just speak from my experience, even though I'm an old soul, speak from my experience of my generation.
Right.
People don't even do that anymore. People just go on YouTube and listen to it.
I understand that. And that's part of the reason why these artists are selling their catalogs, especially the artists that are getting older. They want some, you know, they want a little nest egg to be able to, you know, to have in their golden years. Well, I mean, look,
$500 million.
But think about it. They've probably a lot of them. Some musicians have done a very good job, especially Bruce, saving their money. They have property. They've done things. Bon Jovi, another one, perfect example where he's held on to his money. But a lot of them haven't. Whether it's poor management, just spending it,
theft.
Theft, whatever the case may be. So a lot of these people are trying to, you know, have this thing. Because also, too, let's face it, Bob Dylan tours. He's probably not making as much money as he used to when he was, you know, selling out the Garden or something like that.
But he's almost 80 years old. How much money does he need?
But some of them, they want that money. Let
me cut to the chase. If an individual can afford a Bruce Springsteen ticket, right. I'm talking to Joe Sibilia.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You should go see it.
Really?
You should.
It's a show. It's not a concert. It is it's a performance. It's like the Rolling Stones. It's like, it's not a guy standing there with a guitar strumming.
Yeah.
It is a guy playing the piano, playing the guitar, playing the harmonica, just singing, telling stories. It is a show.
What Paul McCartney was like when I saw him in Hershey. Exactly like what you were saying.
The problem with McCartney, and I've heard over the last several shows, I mean, look, the guy's pushing 80. He's lost a little bit off his fastball. He doesn't sound the same that he did maybe 10 years ago or
but
5
his concert
years ago.
Was,
whatever.
I went to his concert
But his concert
three months ago.
Is still
it was
a lot
great.
Of fun.
And he brought Bruce out.
Yeah, I know.
It was amazing.
And that's the thing. To go see Bruce, whether you care about, whether you, you know, his politics notwithstanding, the man is an amazing musician with a tremendous amount of energy for 3 hours straight and doesn't take a break. I mean, he is on boom, boom, boom.
Even Roger Waters,
a couple years ago. He's great.
He takes an intermission.
Yes, he does.
He takes 20 minutes. I mean, but he's 79.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
I mean, look at these guys, and like, I don't want to... I'm not a Biden basher, but you look at Biden at 79 and look at Mick Jagger and look at Roger Waters at 79.
Mick Jagger is riding an exercise bike before he jumps out on the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, are you
Joe Biden's
crazy?
Just falling off it.
Exactly. He's falling off it. If I rode an exercise bike before I jumped on the stage, I'd drop right down. That's it. It'd be over.
It's amazing.
And it'd be an earthquake. 2.5.
Let's say hello to Joe real quick and see what he's got a Fifth Amendment question for me. Hey, Joe, it's Arthur Idala. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm pretty good today. I got a question for you. First of all, let me set this record straight. I'm a Sicilian.
Ah, Anki,
you know where I'm coming from.
Yes, sir.
When Frank Costello, with the Kefauver hearings, took the Fifth, they didn't like it. How come when Trump takes it, it's okay. And Giuliani.
Well, I don't know what you mean when you say they didn't like it.
I'm just trying to have a little fun with you.
No, I hear you. I mean, the bottom line is, I always advise clients to take the Fifth. Why? It's very rare that you're going to be in a position where you could really help yourself so much when prosecutors are really out to get you. They could take and twist words and things that you say, and you don't know what that little piece of the puzzle that they're looking for is that could come out of your mouth. So anytime that there's an opportunity, I have a good faith basis to advise a client to invoke their Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. I do that.
Oh, okay. I'll accept that. But I always thought it looked pretty bad, because when I was a kid and I saw him on television, I said, look at that. He's making our people look bad. I knew he was wrong. He was a criminal, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? Our forefathers have given us that right, Joe. They've given us the right to just keep your mouth shut.
But I understand it, though, today. As I grew up, I said this, like, I think we spoke about this once before. There's hardly no difference between the government and the mob, because the mob, they had their business, right, Arthur? But now, look at the government. They're in the casinos. They have the numbers. They got the horse racing. They got the marijuana. They got the shoot-up galleries. They got the loans. So what happened here?
Well, listen. and the marijuana, the drugs and all that. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the call. It's true. Things that were very illegal are now very, very legal. And I remember when I spoke to Lawrence Taylor about gambling becoming legal, I said, you know, what do you think about that? He goes, I think they put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, a Hall of Fame radio man is Al Gattullo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
High praise, Arthur. Thank you. 73 degrees at 936. I'm Al Gattullo. With local news first, here's what's going on. The New York Mets are celebrating their rich history with an old-timers' day later this month at Citi Field. More than 60 former players scheduled to appear, including Ed Crane Pool, Cleon Jones, Ron Swoboda from the 1969 Miracle Mets. The 1986 championship team will feature Keith Hernandez, Ray Knight, Kevin Mitchell, Darryl Strawberry, Ron Darling, Dwight Gooden, and Mookie Wilson, among others. Mets teams from the 2000s will include the likes of Jose Reyes, Cliff Floyd, Daniel Murphy, Mike Piazza, and as well as Johan Santana. Former managers Joe Torre, Willie Randolph, Bobby Valentine, and Terry Collins will also take part in the game. Glamping, or luxury camping, has arrived on the Brooklyn waterfront. NYC Glamping is offering unbeatable views of the sun setting over Manhattan and the East River from the comfort of shipping containers on the water in Greenpoint. Yes, shipping containers, outfitted with windows, of course, plus air conditioning, Wi-Fi, cozy furniture, and a bathroom with a shower. There's no dealing with bears and bugs when you glamp like this. You'll also get free admission to the Skyline Drive-In movies. It's not cheap. It'll cost you $280 a night on weekdays or $300 on weekends, but city folks get a 25% discount. In sports, the Rays are extending their winning streak to 4 games after topping the Yankees 3-1 in the Bronx. Mets have dropped 2 in a row to the Braves after being shut out last night 5-0. And this sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening over on Deal Road, getting out toward Monmouth Road in Ocean Township. It's an ongoing accident investigation. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to 78 westbound local lanes, exit 49 in Union, with an accident being cleared. We're still seeing some slowdowns at the inbound George Washington Bridge, lower level with a crash. Academy Street still blocked in Newark between Broad and Washington with that broken water main. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the Deegan northbound, getting up toward Willis Ave. They're doing construction. Belt Parkway westbound at Lefferts Boulevard, it's an accident being cleared. New Jersey Transit, the Port Jervis line back in service. Again, that earlier investigation cleared and taking a ride to the Grand Central Parkway eastbound right by Kew Gardens. Watch for some ongoing road work. Southern State Parkway eastbound at Fletcher Ave and Valley Stream. An unauthorized truck right into the overpass, so some ongoing activity there. Partly cloudy today, chance of showers, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. If you need last-minute hires in no time, you need Indeed. Their integrated hiring solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been more streamlined. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
And now, The Papa Report.
Hey, it's John Papa, president of DPS Advisors. Hope you're enjoying the Joe Piscopo Morning Show. I'm the host of The Papa Report. Each week we talk about current financial topics that affect your investments and retirement plans. Market volatility, have you feeling nervous? Tune in on Saturday at 9 a.m. or Sunday at 1 p.m. to hear how you can reduce risk in your portfolio. The S&P 500 is down 20% year-to-date. Bonds are down double digits. Interest rates are rising. Have you lost more in your portfolio this year than you thought? Are you worried about running out of money? If you answered yes to these questions, then you're taking way too much risk in your portfolio. Check out the Papa Report Saturday at 9 a.m. or Sunday at 1 p.m. If you want help now, call our office at 973-226-6000 to schedule your no-obligation meeting and get your complimentary DPS report, which will give you the answers you're looking for. Call now.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, love telling you about folks like Sandra in Minnesota. She's been dealing with back pain for years, and you know how cold it gets in Minnesota, right? Well, seems like the cold only makes the pain worse. But Sandra heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio, decided to try it, and even though she doubted it, it worked, and she loves it, and she's out of pain. Same thing happened with me. Matter of fact, I'm taking Relief Factor as we speak, taking my first package of the day, you know, little packet of the day. I love being able to tell you that hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% have gone on to order more. So we want you to be out of pain. And your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. It's 800-4-RELIEF. Or go to, please, get yourself out of pain by going to relieffactor.com.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer, The Joe Piscopo Show. This is Arthur Idala of the Arthur Idala Power Hour. I heard every night here on AM 970, The Answer, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. And here's a story I would do on the Arthur Idala Power Hour. Live a bunch longer.
Mm.
Grapes add 5 years.
Just eating grapes.
Worried about your health? There's grape news for you. A study published in the journal Foods has found that grapes can have numerous positive health impacts. Grapes can reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease and fatty liver disease and can even add 5 years to your life. The study was performed on female mice that were fed high-fat Western pattern diets, with half of the mice receiving grape supplements. Scientists then compared the brain, liver, and metabolic health of the two groups. Antioxidants found in grapes can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease by improving neuron function. The study also found that grape supplements extended the lifespan of the mice. So now my father's going to say, well, then let's all just drink more red wine, right? But I'm not exactly sure if, let's see, there's nothing in here about the raw grape being fermented and turning into wine of having the same effects. But I am guilty of not eating enough grapes. I am now going to change. It doesn't say whether they're white grapes or red grapes, but folks, grab some grapes because, hey, what do you got to lose? Someone who might know a thing or two about grapes, hailing from the great state of California, is Tom Del Beccaro. How are you, Tom? It's Arthur Idala.
Arthur, always great to see you. And beyond with you, I don't know if California is so great. We just
well, your grapes are great. What about your grapes, though, Tom? I mean, I know you're the chairman of the California Republican Party, but let's talk about something positive as I end the show here at for Joe Piscopo. Don't you have great grapes?
California helped end world food hunger, but its farming sector is under attack from the legislature because they're trying to drive farmers out because they use water. And according to the legislative guys, that they pollute the land. But anyway, it's a beautiful state. There's no question about it.
So tell me what's going on there. You know, you have a Los Angeles district attorney, George Gascon, who I probably he's comparable to the press that the Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is getting. Educate the listeners on what's going on in L.A. regarding crime and regarding the district attorney.
Well, crime all over California has gone up in significant ways. We have a law out here that says that anything, any theft under $950, they basically don't prosecute. And so you have this rampant crime throughout the state. They downgraded many crimes and released a lot of criminals from prison. And in San Francisco, of course, you had Chase Boudin, who was recalled because he wasn't prosecuting crimes pretty much at all. 75% of the gun felonies he did not prosecute. So it's not about whether there's gun laws. They're not enforcing the laws that exist. In L.A., it is pretty bad. Crime not only has spiked, but you have this DA who is doing similar things. Now, they collected over 700,000 some signatures, but they threw out a stunning 200,000 of them and said that the recall did not qualify for the ballot. The interesting thing about that is several weeks ago when they started the counting, they ruled that there can be no inspectors to watch them count. And as a result, or shock of shocks, they threw out a huge percentage of the signatures, even though in a general election, the last general election, they run by mail, they accepted 99.4% of the signatures. And in LA, they threw out some 30% of the signatures, and it wound up not qualifying. And there's a lot of people asking questions. At the end of the day, poor LA is going to be subject to this DA going forward.
But do you think that the fact that there were so many signatures, even though it didn't qualify, you think that will move the needle at all with the Los Angeles DA, George Gascon, and how he, you know, handles his office and handles prosecutions?
No, stunningly, he doubled down on a lot of these things in the last 2 months, despite the signature gathering. So maybe he knew what lied ahead. So it's bad news. It's bad news out here.
What do you think the theory? What do you think the theory is behind that? Is the theory does it come down to votes, that there's more people who vote who would reelect him because he's softer on crime than the people who would vote for him if he's tougher on crime?
No, he's an ideologue, by the way. He was appointed DA in San Francisco by Gavin Newsom, who's running for president, to be sure. And then he went on to L.A. And look, there are ideologues who believe in the rights of criminals and are concerned far more than that than the rights of victims. And this is a state, you know, we've gone through this over time, but, you know, I'm originally from New York, if you remember. I remember the David Dinkin days. And then you had, you know, New York City was ungovernable and crime in the streets. And then the pendulum swung back. We have, you know, across the nation in the 60s, we went soft on crime, but then the pendulum swung back. In California, he's an ideologue who thinks that criminals are a victim of society and doesn't want to lay the hammer down on them, thinks that they will somehow do the right thing, even though there's been some horrible results.
Well, yeah, and we could talk about this for days, actually, Tom Del Beccaro. Tom, I want to talk about the piece that you wrote for Fox News about how the DOJ and the FBI are trying to decide who the next president of the United States will be. You know, those are two institutions that were supposed to be above it all. You know, to what do you attribute the politicization of these institutions?
Well, at its basis, you know, this is what big government is. And government's huge. People don't understand that the from city council to the White House, governments are now 44% of the economy. Government spending. That's how much big government is. And big government everywhere in history, whether it's right before the fall of Rome or today, there's corruption in government. Not necessarily the every president, but throughout the system. And the FBI and the DOJ are so big now and filled with politicians that they have their own sense of inertia. And there's little doubt that the Trump presidency, they never wanted any aspect of it, draining the swamp and the like. And they have gotten increasingly more political. And then if you just, you know criminal laws as well as anyone, you look at what Hillary did. We know that David Petraeus in 2015 was charged with essentially having a laptop at his house and therefore confidential information in an unsecure environment. But we know Hillary had an entire server. And yet Comey decided that she could run for president because he said no one would prosecute her. But just go on and on with some of these Democrats. Andrew McCabe, he was referred for prosecution for four felonious lies to the FBI. Nothing happens to him. And yet they hunted this man, Trump, from the very beginning of his candidacy. And on, you get Peter Navarro, who commits a misdemeanor, gets arrested. Roger Stone gets a SWAT team over
ridiculous.
Minor offenses.
Right. I'm with you, Tom. All right, Tom, we ran out of time. I apologize because it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Warm regards from New York to California, and we'll be in touch. Please, Piscopo loves having you on. We love having you on. So have a great week.
All right. We'll talk to you. Take care.
Thanks. Okay, this is Arthur Idala filling in for Joe Piscopo. And here is, for the last time in my 4 hours in this seat, the great Debbie Duhaime.
Oh, Arthur, and please give your parents my best regards and same thing to your wife and your beautiful children. Let's see what's happening right now, Arthur, as we travel around. First of all, we're still seeing delays right now with the PATH trains. Journal Square to 33rd, Hoboken to 33rd suspended, and it's all due to some ongoing issues with an incident out by 9th Street. It looks like you'll be cross-honored with PATH at Hoboken, Newark, and 33rd. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the Hudson line of Metro North, still seeing a 10-minute delay again, New Jersey Transit Port Service line back operating again after that earlier investigation. On the thruway northbound, stop-and-go traffic up through Harriman. They're doing some construction over there. Academy Street still blocked by Broad Street over in Newark with a broken water main. And we're still seeing delays as you head over to the George Washington Bridge. Inbound lower level, an accident just cleared away. LIE westbound at Queens Boulevard. It's an accident blocking one lane. Traffic slowing down on the Southern State westbound by Eagle Ave, getting out through the construction zone there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Arthur Idala on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer, and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570, The Mission.
Today, it's Wellness Wednesday on Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, the whole fruit and vegetable capsule delivering your maximum nutrition in every dose. 100% whole food nutrition with the taste, smell, and color of pure fruits and veggies. That's nature intended just for you. Try them now and see for yourself. 35% off and free shipping. Call now, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. And don't miss Wellness Wednesday, tonight at 7 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert.
It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Attention, condo or co-op board members. Is your building's exterior looking weather-worn and shabby? Are you in the process of planning for next season's improvements? Well, tired of having to paint every 4 or 5 years? Don't make the same mistake by calling a painter. Call RhinoShield first for a longer-lasting solution. RhinoShield is engineered to outlast paint and is 10 times thicker than traditional paint coatings. RhinoShield is a ceramic coating that is sprayed onto your building, looks just like paint, but with many more benefits. Protect and beautify your buildings, adding value, dramatically reducing wall maintenance work, while insulating and soundproofing. Condominiums, apartment complexes, multifamily homes all can benefit from RhinoShield. RhinoShield ensures a successful, worry-free installation that bonds to virtually any substrate. Call to request your free quote by August 31st and receive a 20% discount. You'll never have to paint again. 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608, or go to RhinoShieldOfNY.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. It's a look at today's most compelling stories and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to DaybreakInsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's DaybreakInsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's DaybreakInsider.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
We'll have some sunshine followed by clouds today. A few showers and thunderstorms around, primarily for the midday and afternoon. The high 79. The shower in spots this evening. Otherwise, lingering clouds tonight. The low 65. Partly sunny tomorrow. The high 84. Sunshine and warm on Friday. The high 88. AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
I can't get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving into deep and possibly the complications. Especially at night.
Men at work. With men. We got three men. Four men here. Alex is here too. We got four men at work. And Debbie Duhaime.
That's right.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
That's right.
This is
from their second album, Cargo.
Yes. But this was a big hit.
Oh, huge hit. Huge hit.
Yeah, good song.
Yes. And I want to see this guy in concert. Everybody keeps telling me I've got to see Colin Hay because he tells great stories, does a lot of men at work stuff, his own solo stuff. And every time he comes around, I'm not available. I'm not, you know, this.
Well, let me know.
On,
let me know.
I definitely want to.
And let me know when the Cure's coming on.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. We got to go.
9:57, Wednesday, hump day. But for me, it's I'm going to go to the office for a couple hours, and I'm going to go home, grab Luca, pack up a car with a bunch of food and a bunch of supplies, and we're going to go to Cave Hill Resort in Moodus, Connecticut. There's 67 of us, family, friends, professional, personal. We're going to eat, drink, and be happy. My dad will be leading the charge. He's 84 years old. He started going to Cave Hill when he was six. The Gambarell Pa family, who's up there, I think they're in the fourth generation now. It's a very special place. We're going to have a blast. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate. So you're going to have Jen Kearns here tomorrow. Tonight on the Arthur Idala Power Hour, I am going to continue my interview with Ben Brofman. It's really, really exciting. So make sure you tune in for that. Tune in every night at 6 o'clock to hear Arthur Idala. Thanks, Al. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Jerry Crowley.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
73 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Kathy Hochul strengthening safety restrictions on realistic-looking imitation weapons. The new law makes imitation weapons easily identifiable, preventing them from being used to commit crimes while allowing law enforcement to identify devices as fake when assessing threats. The law also clarifies that imitation weapons cannot be black, blue, silver, or aluminum colored. Data from the Attorney General shows There have been at least 63 shootings in New York State as a result of individuals mistaking imitation weapons for real firearms, 8 of which resulted in fatalities. New York is also expanding its drought watch to Long Island and most of the Hudson Valley. Orange, Putnam, Rockland, Dutchess, Ulster counties under the expanded drought watch. Westchester, New York City, and the Adirondacks are not, but the state's drought watch now includes all of Long Island. Below normal rainfall and above normal temperatures across New York to blame. People in affected areas being asked to voluntarily conserve water. Wall Street is opening with stocks lower after the Dow Jones finished higher for the fifth straight time yesterday. It comes as the S&P 500 is looking for its fifth straight winning week in a row as investors try to read into the recent rally. Traders are still wary that the Fed Reserve will continue to raise rates when they meet next month at the opening bell. Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ all trading lower. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
From the studios of AM 970, The Answer, on Broadway and Wall Street in Manhattan. This is WNYM, Hackensack, New Jersey, New York City.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.